the past Shabbat, the past week's Pasha was Pasha's boy, where we read about the actual Yetzias Mitzrayim, our exodus from Mitzrayim. Now the Sfarim HaGadoshim tell us that just like we know that the Zman is Mo'ir the Kriya, meaning that when there's a certain time of the year, such as, let's say, Pesach, for example, Pesach calls for a Kriyas HaTorah, it calls for a reading of the Torah of the Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So on Pesach, we read the Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. When Shvi'i Shel Pesach, which is the day we split the Yom Suf, when that comes around, we read the Parsha of Kriyas Yom Suf. The Zman, the period of the year is Mo'ir the Kriya. It arouses us to read a certain Parsha on the Torah. The Chassidish and Svarim tell us that it works the other way around as well. It works the other way around as well, that the Kriya is Mo'ir the Zman. That when we read a certain Parsha on the Torah, it arouses the Hashpoah. It arouses that certain flow from above of whatever occurred at that time. So when we read the Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we actually can tap into the Hashpois of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the illuminations and the opportunities that Yetzias Mitzrayim has to offer. So we need to focus on what is it about Yetzias Mitzrayim that we can actually incorporate into our own lives. Now, in general, Yetzias Mitzrayim plays a very significant role in Yiddishkeit. As we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu began Kabbalah Sotayra with the words Anechi Hashem Alekecha, I am Hashem Yergan Asher Hoteisicha Mi'aretz Mitzrayim, I took you out of Mitzrayim. That is the way that Rabbeinu Shlomo introduced himself to us at Kabbalah Sotayra. That was the introduction. So Yetzias Mitzrayim is fundamental. We have a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every day of our lives. You should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every day of your life. What is it? What is it about Yetzias Mitzrayim that is so fundamental that we can't manage to forget it even a single day of our lives if we want to be true Yidden? Now, this all began in Parshas Lech Lecha, by the Brisbane of Soren, where the Rebbeinu Shlom says the promises of Avraham Avinu, that he's going to give him Eretz Yisrael, that he's going to give it to Avraham and his children, and Avraham Avinu asks Hashem, "Bamo eda ki roshena, how do I know that I'm going to inherit it?" And Hashem responds, Yodoya Teda, you should know with certainty, Kigeri Yazarach Beretz Lelohem, your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs. V'avodam v'inu oisem abba me'yashona, and they will enslave them and afflict them for 400 years. V'agrachen yezu b'chush gadol, afterwards they will leave with great riches. Now, I've pointed out many times that this is a very difficult parsha. How do we understand that Avraham Avinu questioned Hashem's promise when Hashem promised him that he would give him Eretz Yisrael? Avraham Avinu questions, how do I know that I'm going to inherit it? Avraham Avinu, we know, is the first of the Maminim, first believers. How could he question Hashem's promise? And then, what is Hashem's response? It seems the Mefarshim learned that this is a punishment for Hashem, for Avram questioning Hashem. And so Hashem tells him, your descendants will be strangers in a land that isn't theirs. They'll be enslaved. They'll be afflicted. What does one thing have to do with the other? Because he questioned, that's why his descendants will be slaves. very difficult parasha to understand. So, I'd like to try to shed some light onto it. So I want to share with you what came to mind, actually, Shabbos morning. I was davening the Birchas Kriyas Shema, the Brachas of Kriyas Shema, then Kriyas Shema. Then we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ezra Saviseinu, Gaal Yisrael. We make a bracha that Hashem redeems Gaal Yisrael. And then we begin Shemoneh Esrei. And there's a progression going from Birchas Kriyas Shema to Kriyas Shema to Geula, then to Tefillah. What is it? What is this all about? So there's a Maral in this in Parshas Boy, where Hashem describes what is going to happen during Makas B'chayrus. Well, this is actually Moshe speaking to Bnei Yisrael. So it says, "L'chol Bnei Yisrael yechras kelet l'shanu the meishu ad behema." To all of Bnei Yisrael, no dog will bark. Leman teidun. In order you should know, Asher yafla Hashem be Mitzrayim ben Yisrael, that Hashem will discern between Egyptians and the Jewish people. The Maral points out that the word yafla, which means to discern, is a word that means when two things are identical and you need to be able to discern and differentiate between the two of them. If you have, says the Maral, if you have a bar of iron and a bar of gold, you don't need to be mafla. You don't need to discern. The difference is very obvious. The fact that the Rabbeinu Shlom says that at Makas B'chayrus, I'm going to have to discern between an Egyptian and a Jew, that indicates, says the Maral, that there was no difference between an Egyptian and a Jew. That in the manner in which they conducted themselves, there was absolutely no difference. The Jew conducted themselves like the Egyptian. It required for Hashem to discern between a Jew and an Egyptian. And this is based on a pasuk. Pasuk says, "Oyanisa lekim lava lekachas legoy meker of goy." That Hashem, when it came to Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem removed a goy meker of goy, a nation from within another nation, indicating that these were two nations, two similar, identical nations, and Hashem chose one nation out of the other. And I believe what the Maral is saying is the following. When the Rabbeinu Shalom promised Avraham Avinu Eretz Yisrael, in a sense, what the Rabbeinu Shalom was telling Avraham Avinu was, your descendants, Klal Yisrael, will be the chosen nation. Avraham Avinu says to Rabbeinu Shalom, what's the guarantee? Who says that they will be worthy of being the chosen nation? Rabbeinu Shalom, what I'm asking for is unconditional love. What I'm asking for is that my descendants shall be your nation, whether they deserve it or not. And the Rabbeinu Shalom granted Avraham Avinu his wish. And the way he did so was by telling Avraham Avinu, listen, the reason why I chose you and the reason I'm going to choose Yitzchak and Yaakov and the Shvatim is only as a result of their deeds. They were righteous people. They were people of a tremendous character. And they deserved to be chosen. And that's why Yishmael was not chosen. And that's why Esav was not chosen. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the Shiftei Koh. Those are the ones I chose. And I chose them as a result of their deeds and their character. However, due to Avram Avinu's wish, the Rebbeinu Shlom said to Avram Avinu, listen, what I'm going to have to do is, I'm going to have to bring your descendants into the lowest, most corrupt, and immoral nation in the world. They're going to be there to the point that there will be no difference between your descendants and those people. They will be the lowest of the low. They will be menta sharetuma, as low as a person can possibly go. And it is then that I will choose them. I will choose them when they're on the lowest level, just because they're your descendants. That will guarantee that my choosing them has nothing to do with their deeds, has nothing to do with their character. I chose them when they were on their lowest. L'man teidun asher yafla Hashem bein Mitzrayim v'bein Yisrael. At the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the time of Makas Bechoris, the Rebbeinu Shleilam separated an identical Jew from a Mitzri. And that's how he chose us. That's when he chose us. He chose us out of unconditional love. Not because we were deserving. So when the Rebbeinu Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu by the burning bush, the Rebbeinu Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Rebbeinu Shalom, "V'chiyoti as Bnei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim." And Rashi explains Moshe Rabbeinu's question is, "What merit do they have to leave?" And the Rebbeinu Shalom says to Moshe, "Exactly. That's exactly what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for them to not to have any merit whatsoever. This is what I've been waiting for." But here's the sign. I want to show you the sign that what I'm doing is the correct approach. You will see that as a result of my unconditional love, Klal Yisrael will reciprocate that love. And when I offer them the Torah Kedoshah, they will blindly state with blind faith, Nasa v'nishma. Here's the sign that I'm sending you when they have zero merit. And then I'm choosing them out of unconditional love. The sign is, you will see that as a result of my unconditional love, they will reciprocate the love. And they will accept the yoke of the kingdom of heaven by exclaiming Nasa v'nishma, and they'll receive the Torah on this mountain. And that's why the Rebbeinu Shlom begins Kabbalah Satayra. Anoichi Hashem Alekecha Asher Hoitzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I'm the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. This is what has brought you to this momentous occasion of Kabbalah Sator. I am the one who loves you unconditionally. I chose you when you were Menta Sharetuma. Yet there were 4/5 of Klal Yisrael that perished in Mitzrayim. And those were the 4/5 that couldn't fathom that the Rebbeinu Shleilam would choose them despite their darkness. Chazal say that 4/5 of Klal Yisrael perished during the plague of darkness. It was their own darkness. They perished in their own darkness. They couldn't believe that the Melech Malchei Hamlochim would choose them despite their darkness. So they disappeared. They perished into their own darkness. And so we're sitting at the Seder, and there is a Ben Rasha sitting at the Seder, and he says, what is this service to you? And he says, it's for you, it's not for me. I'm too wicked. I'm too big of a Rasha to be able to celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we tell him, no, Barazeh, Asa Hashem, leave it, Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's for people, we were all Rashaim. It's for people like you that Yetzias, this is what Yetzias Mitzrayim was for. Kiva Shahiti is Aswim in a cloud, Kafamaker. By excluding himself, he denied the main point of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The main point of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Rabbi Shalom telling us, I don't even, despite the fact that you're the biggest Rasha, I love you anyway. I'm choosing you the way you are. How dare you say, Lachem v'loiloi. Ilu haya sham, lahaya nigla. Had you been there, you wouldn't have been liberated because you would have disappeared into your own chayshach like the other 4/5 of Klal Yisrael. So this is what we, every morning, when we daven, we say, Baruch Ato Hashem, HaBoicher Ba'amog Yisrael B'ahava, that Rabbi Yisrael chose his nation Yisrael, not because we were deserving, not because, and not because we were worthy of him choosing us, B'ahava. He chose us out of unconditional love. And as a result of that, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Kabbalas, Oil Malchus, Shema Bi'ahava. We are to us, Hashem Elokecha. We're reciprocating that love. And then we go on to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ezra Zaviseinu Atu Me'olam, Baruch Atu Hashem, Goal Yisrael. And that entitles me to daven. It entitles me to stand before the Rabbi Nishalim and say, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu, you're my God. Do you know why? Because Elokei Aviseinu. Because you're the God of Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And I'm their descendant. And whether I'm deserving or not, it doesn't matter. You guaranteed Avram Avinu unconditional love. So we have a mitzvah that Rabbi Shalom wants us to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day of our lives. Don't forget for a moment. You don't have to be deserving. You don't have to be worthy of being a Yid. Rabbi Shalom chose us in Memtes Shari Tumah. But as a result, we should have this feeling of tremendous love to the Rabbi Shalom. That we should want to say Nasa v'nishma. We should want to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ashreinu matoy chalkeinu. That we were zoche to be the Rabbi Nishlam chosen nation. We should be zoche to reciprocate the Rabbi Nishlam's love. To be mekabel oil malchus shemayim b'ahava. However, we daven that the Rabbeinu Shleilam, it says in the Pasuk, that in the time of Mashiach, the Rebbeinu Shlomo will perform the same miracles he performed for us by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Whether we're worthy or not, whether we're in Memta Shari Tuma, the Rebbeinu Shlomo should once again choose us and take us out of this Golus. Mevias Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mehirah B'yameinu Amen.